Cause if you listen to me, you should see that it's gonna tell you no lie. La 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 la. Listen to me, you should see. That's when I saw you in the wrecking shop. You said you want another's in the line. But if you listen to me, you're sure to see that it's gonna tell you no lie. La 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 la. Who said you want another's in the line? But if you listen to me, you're sure to see that it's gonna tell you no lie. La 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 la.
I hear your new releases. I'm in the market for some brand new pieces. Let me read your record list. There may be something I don't want to miss. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and the Dorseys. Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, they're the voices. King Cole and Johnny Mercer just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Artie Shaw, Coleman Hawkins, and Harry James, Lena Horne, Dinah Shore, and a few of the names. Carmen Mandanda and Xavier Cugat jumping at the record shop. Jack Benny and Bob Hope tell the jokes. Bob Wills and Spade Cooley play the folks. Sammy Kaye, Gene Cooper, and Johnny Long, Slim Gaylord, the guy wrote this song. Pied Piper Calloway, Anita O'Day, Keith Smith, Perry Como just won't wait. Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too, Harry James, Jimmy Bussey, Ben Boozy, Betty Hutt, and Kay Kaiser all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis and Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Anita O'Day, Keith Smith and Perry Como just won't wait.
Eddie Cannon, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too, Henry Busser, Guy Lombardo know just what to do. Betty Hutton, Kay Kaiser, all have fame. Don't feel slighted if you miss your name. Al Jarvis, Martin Block, just won't stop jumping at the record shop. We only had 3 minutes and we're not to blame because we jumped at the record shop.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Ed Ivanko, the Canadian actor and singer who ultimately became a Ukrainian Catholic priest. Just passed away at 80. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Ed Ivanko right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in the stream, like a clock whose hands are sleeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway, or the fragment of a song, half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel in a wheel, never ending or beginning, not an ever-spinning wheel. Circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
The next radio obituary is for Norris Weir, the lead vocalist of the Jamaicans, the popular rock-steady vocal group of the 1960s. He just passed away at 72. It's the next radio obituary for Norris Weir, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do-dee-wobble-doo, do-dee-wobble-doo, do-dee-wobble-doo.
Radio obituary is for George H.W. Bush. He just passed away at 94. I've got nothing else to say about it. You've heard plenty already. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is Talk Radio. I am Dr. David Viskwick. New Year, same old problems. Let's talk about them. And when I say talk, I also mean listen. Deal? Okay. We have George on the line from Moscow, and he wants to talk about depression. Hello, George.
Dr. Viskwick, yeah. Thanks for letting me get through right away.
Well, calling all the way from Idaho, I thought it was the
Russia,
least...
Russia. Calling from Russia. That Moscow.
Well, that's exciting. So why are you, quote, depressed?
Unquote.
Unquote depressed?
Quote, depressed, unquote. It's just a thing of mine.
Mm, I see. George, do you have a lot of these things?
No.
Okay. So it's a little hide and seek we're playing here. So what form does this depression take, George?
Well, for a little while there, I was kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
When I'm sad?
For a living.
Position of some responsibility.
Okay. Yeah, you're really opening up to me, George. Why'd you bother to call?
Well, past week, stopped feeling sorry for myself, started mm-hmm. getting active again, a lot of traveling, important phone conversations, big decisions.
And yet you still feel empty.
Yeah. Why is that?
Could it be because you are empty inside? Have you thought about that? Hmm?
Do you think I am?
I'm listening to you. Well, what can you tell me?
Worried about the future.
Who is?
I am.
All right, tell me. Dr. Visquick, I'm worried about my future. Tell me that.
Well,
I'm listening.
Well, it's not easy.
Do you think what I do is easy?
I don't know.
It's getting easier. All right. What's so important, George, about your future?
Have to support my family, of course. Mm-hmm. There's the dignity thing.
You know, I don't think you're worried, George. I think you're scared.
Does Halcyon work in these type of situations?
Why do you ask?
Just wondering.
Okay, George, what do you wish for? What if it could be different, would make you feel less, quote, depressed, unquote?
Well, I'd like it to be about 5 months ago.
Okay, why?
Things were different.
They were?
Yeah.
What about you? Were you different, George, 5 months ago?
Yeah, I thought things were going to turn out okay. You know, not taking nearly as much Halcyon.
You know, I hear you talking about medication. I don't hear you talking about yourself. George, do you like yourself?
Like Halcyon.
Listen to me. Tell me, Dr. Visquick, I do or do not like myself.
You mean choose one and tell you?
Yes.
Like myself when I can do that, you know, cut to the heart of a matter, make a choice, stand tall with it.
Why don't you keep being that you?
They won't let me.
They won't? No. Who's they?
American people.
Okay, listen to me, George. I want you to tell those people, whoever they are, this. Give me the space to like myself.
You know, what does that mean? They've already rejected me.
Who has? All the American people?
Well, a lot of them.
Okay, listen, George, you told me you're scared.
No, you told me I was scared.
Well, whatever. You married? Do you have kids?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Do they like you?
Think they do. I'm too sad right now to ask them.
Back with the sad. George, let me tell you something. Just looking at my computer screen right now, I have Katie, 31, waiting to talk to me. You know what her problem is?
No, sir.
She's afraid of her daughter's dolls. You still feel sad?
Well, I feel bad for her, not sad. But
okay, that's a start. Look, I do have to move along. I don't like to plug my own seminars, but if not me, who? Yeah. End of the month, every month, not in Moscow.
I don't live here. Just came here to, I don't know, I feel like I was accomplishing something, you know, and get away from home.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to escape. But escape to someplace healthier, George, like the 5-minute mental health workout. We teach it to you. George, tell me, Dr. Visquick, I may be sad, but I don't want to be sad.
Maybe sad, but don't want to be.
Sad.
Sad.
Okay, I don't believe you, George. I don't believe what you just told me.
Well, normally I recast it a little bit in my own words.
You want to run things, don't you, George? Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, still do.
Okay. Look, I knew it. Get back in touch with me, George. I do want to know how it comes out. I'm Dr. David Biskwick. Also standing by on the line is Dan, 38, who thinks he knows Katie. Stay with us on Talk Radio. We talk like a radio.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Steven Hillenburg, the American animator, cartoonist, and marine biology teacher, best known as the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants. He just passed away at 57. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Steven Hillenburg right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Ricky Jay, the American stage magician, actor, bibliophile, and writer. The New Yorker called him perhaps the most gifted sleight-of-hand artist alive. Known for his card tricks, card throwing, memory feats, and stage patter, he wrote extensively on magic and its history, and had acting credits in films including The Prestige, The Spanish Prisoner, Mystery Men, Heist, Boogie Nights, Tomorrow Never Dies, House of Games, Magnolia, and the HBO series Deadwood. And he even had a PBS American Masters series made about him, making him the first and only, to date, magician to have been profiled in the series. Ricky Jay just passed away at 72. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like who to pick, how to play, what to bet, when to call a bluff. Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
What do you say, boss? You want to be dealt in?
No, not now. I've got too much on my mind to play poker. I gotta settle on that darn candidate. You go ahead.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
I'm in. So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. All right, let's see what this is.
There's another garbage on that video.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose. I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, Bedham?
You got nothing in that game. Are you kidding?
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, either game is rough. Decisions, decisions like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bedham.
Little trays, good as gold. I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back. I think you're bluffing. Put your money where your mouth is.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashenkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run Al Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Let's play poker.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
The antepenultimate, yes, the antepenultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Pete Shelley. He was an English singer, songwriter, and guitarist who formed the Buzzcocks with Howard Devoto in 1976. He was their lead singer and guitarist starting in 1977 when Devoto left. The band broke up in 81 but reformed in 89. Shelley also had a solo career, and many people covered his compositions. So we'll hear a little bit of that. He just passed away at 63. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Pete Shelley right here. Oh, starting with a Bubbles in the Think Tank classic. You knew it was coming, Freddie. I know you did. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, you tried it just for once, find it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict, you're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict, you're an orgasm addict. But you still keep it beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict.
ba-da.
With my mind.
operator's manual on this 63 tells me what to do when you do these things to me. And I'm feeling blue.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Johnny Maddox, the American ragtime pianist, historian, and collector of music memorabilia. Let's see here. He started out working at a record shop in Gallatin, Tennessee, where he was working with his friend Randy Wood, who ended up founding Dot Records. Maddox's first single, which was St. Louis Tickle with the Crazy Bone Rag, from way back in 1950, sold over 22,000 copies in only a few weeks, becoming the first successful artist on Dot, and helped build that record label. I love Dot, so that makes me particularly happy. Johnny Maddox just passed away at 91. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Roger Newman, the jazz saxophonist, flautist, composer, arranger, and music educator. He wrote arrangements for Count Basie, Buddy Rich, and the Beach Boys. He was the principal director of Buddy Collette's Jazz America, the nonprofit organization. Roger Newman just passed away at 77. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sweet things to you. be alone. I wanna do everything for you, 'cause that's all that a woman can do when she loves a man.
Us all abreast of breaking stories that contend to make us anxious and depressed. Problems with no answers hang on like some chronic cough, and every day some brand new issue rears its head to piss you off. Bad guys win, optimism's wearing thin, things are spinning out of control. Cynicism's all the fad, world events could make us mad as hatters. Almost every day some underpinning slips away. These aren't laughing matters. Time bombs tick, people keep on getting sick, and a nickel's not worth the same. Wickedness and greed abound, justice, peace is gaining ground. Shatter. Hate is here to stay, and justice goes to those who pay. Friend, these aren't laughing matters. The truth. Stephen King could write the stories in the paper, the daily small decline and fall spelled out in black and white. Oh, what to do, what to do, how to take a brighter view when your noodle's totally fried. Human spirits need to be leavened by a little levity, so take those blues and bounce them. It's times like these that laughing matters most of all.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Roger Newman right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it nearly wraps up tonight's episode. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're hopefully handing you over to a radio show with James. And then we'll be back here next week. But not alone. We'll be here with January Ferry for the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. Is that right? Can that even be right that that is happening already? Well, I think it is. I am pretty darn sure. I know she's going to be here in a week, so it must be true. But the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, of course, it's the only Christmas material you get out of Bubbles in the Think Tank every year. Thank goodness for that. It's true. But we'll be here sparkling and giggling the way that we tend to do together. People are already getting excited here in Medford. And so we'll do that first hour, then go into the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. Of course, a lot of you are newer to the program, so you may not even remember that we used to do Mad Libs every single week, where we took calls from all of our listeners and did Mad Lib games every week. Now we just do the one Mad Lib a year. It's the only Mad Lib where anybody ever knew what the context was before they started the program, and so therefore everybody always knows all the time now. But we are restarting 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, A Visit from St. Nicholas, whichever way you would like to refer to that. Let's restarting that for Volume 4 of the Christmas Mad Lib. So we're all very excited. Can't wait to see her here next week. She's looking forward to you as well. Then the week after, Chuck Yu is going to be here doing his Not Belinda thing. The week after, we'll be back for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. January the 12th, it'll be the Bee's Knees. And that's the calendar. But now, it's time to hand you over with one final tune. Then we'll see you online all week long at the Bubbles in the Think Tank, Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And right back here next week on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning.
Look how late it gets, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are, in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone
from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
I call him Pops. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well,
here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are, don't we look a mess? Lipstick on your collar, wrinkles in my dress. Two sleepy people who know very well they're too much in love to break the spell.
Here we are, crazy in the head. Gee, your eyes are gorgeous, even when they're red. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember when we went dancing at the Palomar? When it was over, why naturally we cuddled in the car.
So you ran.